something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina here, and Aisling Powell is in from Empower by Aisling. She is a fabulous brow artist. Morning, Aisling, how are you?
Morning, Trina. Lovely to be back.
I was laughing at you the last time because you were telling me how you were trying to get the house in order for the baby arriving, and you spent, are we allowed to say how much you spent?
You can tell people. Yeah. I'm so embarrassed.
I didn't know whether this was a conversation for the radio or not, or whether your husband knows, but you spent how much on storage for a kitchen?
€300 on storage. Amazon is the devil, because you're kind of just like, they suggest things for you. So you go on to buy one thing and then they're like, oh, what about this can holder that you need? And I'm like, I need that. Of course I need
it. Can I suggest it would be cheaper to get a kitchen extension than to buy all the storage that you've bought?
Probably.
And you've done nothing with it. It's just sitting there in the box.
Yeah, this is since Christmas.
Okay, so I want to talk to you today about exactly that, about what you do, the brows. And I know you're looking at me going, God almighty, I need to get at her brows or the tweezers. My eyebrows are so asymmetrical and I just don't know what to do. So do you find that a lot, Aisling, with people coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We both use our facial muscles very differently. So if you're right-handed, you might find that you have an overactive muscle on the right side of your face and you use that brow a little bit more and you'll find that it just moves differently than the other. But there are so many different ways that you can actually adjust it and get them even.
Okay, now we're talking a lot of time though. Say if you're like me and you're a little bit addicted to getting the tweezers out of an evening.
That's bold.
And
yes.
A magnifying mirror.
That's the worst thing you can do.
I love it though.
Worst thing you can do, absolutely. Or it's the car mirror, because it is a magnifying.
No, the one
glass.
I have, like literally you can see the hair before it's even come through the skin.
No,
it's amazing.
Don't tell me that. It's the worst thing you can do is the tweezers and the magnifying mirror.
Okay, so if you're addicted to it, put them away and you need to see a professional.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you do have an asymmetrical brows, where do you even start? Is it worthwhile? Do you have to grow it out first before going to see you?
Or, I would. Yeah, I think you'll get the best results. Now, what I can do is use a tint to stain the skin, but you'll still have to fill it in a bit in the interim. I would say if you want to go and get the most out of your eyebrow appointment, because I'm going to be spending about 45 minutes measuring your face, making sure that it's right and kind of focusing on where we need to grow the hair back to get them symmetrical.
Okay.
So absolutely, if you can, 6 weeks of growth. It's awful. It sounds
get
awful.
Get somebody to hide the tweezers.
Get a fringe.
It's like that ad on the telly. It's so funny when she goes, I'm going to finally do it. I'm living life dangerously. And she goes, a fringe, please.
I saw that.
So good. You need someone to hide the tweezers in your in your house. Okay, so you were saying there about measuring people's faces when they go in together. But this sounds mad. But there are tips, aren't there, about your brow is supposed to start in a certain place. Can you tell us those tips?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've got a piece of string or a thread is a really great way to measure the face. And the first point that you're going to measure is the centre of your face. So right down the centre of your face, you have a starting point, and we know exactly that is the centre of the eyebrows.
Okay.
The next part is just at the ball of your nose. So you know the way the little tip of your nose, you're going to measure another line straight up. And that's going to be the start of your first brow. So
okay.
We'll say we'll do it on one side and then match that on the other side.
All right. Okay. So do you use a little marker or anything?
I use a little pencil.
Pencil.
And I still do that. I'm doing eyebrows, again, 16 years. There's nobody that comes to me where I do this by eye, because there's just too much room for error. And I think it's definitely my art degree training, because in model making, we were always told to measure 3 times and cut once. It's that level of error. Everything has to be perfect. And I still, to this day, you won't come to me and I just have a guest job. I don't do quick eyebrows.
Okay.
I do very good eyebrows, but I spend 45 minutes doing
it. Yeah, it takes time. So then when it comes to the end, where your eyebrow ends then.
So it's the side of your nose and just the end of your eye. And then you need to find the high point. So the high point is generally a third of the eyebrow and it should fit in twice to the other 2/3 of the body of the brow. This sounds really confusing, but what I will say is I have done a video on this. I'll send it to Trina and she'll put it up on her.
Yeah, I'll stick it up on our Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook, and you can have a look at the measurements of the eyebrows and it will make a lot more sense in a video at least.
Okay. What do you think is better? Tweezing, waxing, threading?
It just depends. So I'd use all three of those methods. So with the wax, you need to do less is more. If you're using a lot of wax over time, you're really pulling the skin and you're kind of damaging and loosening the skin, which you just don't want to do around the eyes. Threading is brilliant for people who have a lot of whitey hairs or downy hairs, because it'll take all of that off. Now, if you had a really thick hair, it's going to be excruciatingly painful to thread a whole brow with that, you know?
Right, okay.
And then with tweezers, I just use that to really fine tune that straight line. So I'd make sure to get a perfectly straight line and just pull out a few at the end. But I wouldn't do a full, tweeze a full brow. I wouldn't thread a full brow. Rarely would I.
A mixture, okay.
But if somebody's quite sensitive and they're allergic to products, threading is a solution, because wax obviously is a product and you can be allergic to things like that.
The redness as well with the wax can be a problem, particularly if you're heading off somewhere afterwards.
Not a great idea.
I think when you're getting your eyebrows done, you kind of need to plan it around when you're going home for a few hours.
Yes, I don't think it's something to get done the hour before you're going out. The other thing is it lifts a little bit of the skin, so it'll take a tiny, tiny little bit of your epidermis, just all the dead skin cells. So that skin shouldn't have makeup on it afterwards. Like, you shouldn't be putting on any kind of lotions or potions or foundations, because it's just so sensitive.
Yeah, and sometimes they do in salons, don't they? So that you can kind of leave without people looking at you.
Yeah,
but not a great idea.
Don't fully agree with it, I have to say. I think, I know in certain situations where you have to go back to work and you'd be mortified to go back bright red, and some people are quite high coloured and they do get a lot redder than others, you can use a little bit of a mineral powder, which is breathable. Mm-hmm. And then that's not awful, but I wouldn't be putting anything else on it.
Okay.
Otherwise you get those little whiteheads, and that's basically by barricading the skin. The oils in the skin have nowhere to go, so they create the whiteheads when they're pushing through that kind of barrier oil or cream or foundation.
Do you have tips for anybody who literally has no shape to their eyebrow? Is it possible to achieve something, or what's the time frame? Because I think I remember mentioning to you in the lead up to my wedding, I was like, my eyebrows are stationed. And you actually said to me, yeah, no, you're not going to get them done in time, so just get the makeup artist to do to do the pencil or whatever, or to colour them
this
in a bit.
This was like two or three days before your wedding, I think.
Stop. I could do miracles.
Now, if you have absolutely, see, it depends on the type of brow. So are we talking like really bushy, or there's no hair there?
There's no hair there. They've overplucked years ago. Do you remember when the really skinny eyebrows
Kate
were
Moss.
In? Kate Moss is responsible.
It's her fault.
She's a lot to answer
Hands
for.
Down. Yeah. Nobody else.
I actually saw there was, I think it was a Netflix thing on, and it was the makeup artist who created that skinny brow back in the day.
Oh, Kevin Aquan. Love him.
It happened accidentally, I think, and then everyone was doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is how trends begin. You'll often see them coming from Fashion Week, and somebody's done something, or a makeup artist out there has done something crazy for Alexander McQueen, and somehow it emulates back down to what we're wearing nowadays, you know?
Yeah. So you've overplucked. What do we do?
You've overplucked. So what you need to do is start growing it back. Hide your tweezers. Do not have a magnifying mirror anywhere near you. You can start stimulating the brow with some hair growth product. So you have a few choices. Castor oil can be good. Now, it's very sticky, so you'd only use it at nighttime. The other option is a rosemary essential oil or a cedarwood essential oil will really stimulate hair growth. If I were using essential oils, it's the doTERRA brand that I would use.
I actually only saw something earlier on today about that brand. Yeah. They do the diffusers and everything.
Yes, yeah.
I'm obsessed with getting a diffuser at the moment. Yeah.
I will get you one. I'll bring you in for our next show. Medicinal grade essential oil. So they actually are medicinal grade. So they're not like buying a synthetic oil in Holland and Barrett. They actually have medicinal qualities.
Okay.
So that's brilliant for stimulating the hair growth. You have to remember, with eyebrows or with hair in general, even on your head, your hair follicle can be dead, it can be scarred, or it's just lazy. The best case scenario is that it's lazy and we can just shake it up a bit and stimulate it. If it's dead or scarred, it's rare that that hair will come back in that area.
Okay.
And it gets that way, especially by consistent waxing, consistent plucking, consistent threading. So the people who were very good at going to get those skinny eyebrows every month, they're in the worst position, unfortunately.
Now they are. Wow.
Yes, because they were so good and regimented at going to their appointments, and now it wasn't waxed in the right direction, or, you know, and it's really damaged or scarred or killed the follicle. Now, all is not lost. Like, often sometimes, like yourself, you kind of do have that little addiction and satisfaction for pulling out the hair.
I think I should be a brow artist.
I'll train you. You can be my apprentice while I go on maternity leave. Yeah. But that, sometimes when you're doing that, you almost do it subconsciously, and you don't realize how much hair you do have that does grow. So sometimes by just throwing that, making a commitment to yourself, throwing that tweezers away and making sure that you're looking after your brow. So you're moisturizing, you're using your cedarwood or rosemary oil. There's lash or brow growth products as well, like Rapid Brow, and there's loads of new ones.
Okay. Is it worth spending a few quid on it, or would you go for a cheaper option?
I mean, look, rosemary, I think, is like €20, as far as I remember. Castor oil, a huge bottle, is a fiver. It's nothing, you know?
So yeah.
It's just about consistency, doing it every day. And what I usually say to people is, keep it beside your toothbrush. You do that twice a day.
Yeah.
So at least with rosemary and cedarwood, they're dry oils, so you can actually put your makeup on top of it. The castor oil, you could only use it at nighttime because it is very sticky. But okay, you've got to be consistent. And remember, the hair cycle takes 6 weeks. So you put it on a week at a time, and then people forget. And then they're like, oh, I did it a few times, it didn't work. That's not how the hair cycle works.
Okay, so 6 weeks. So then when you are seeing your clients coming in, are they coming in every 6 weeks, or how often should we be going to get our brows done?
It depends again on your hair growth. So you'd have some people who have a very fast hair growth, and they'd be in every kind of 3 to 4 weeks. And they're the really thick, dark eyebrows that have so much hair, you'd be jealous of them, you know. They've nothing to grow back. It's just getting that lovely shape. Then you would have kind of people who would kind of be fairer, and they come kind of every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
For HD brows.
So now, I think you need to book, though, don't you? You need to be planning.
Yes, it is something that you do have to kind of make the appointment. If you are somebody who has a huge amount of asymmetry, and you are somebody who does have kind of, I suppose, sparseness in the brow, and you just can't, or you never had a good shape. Some people just never had a good shape naturally. The other option is Fee brows. So Fee brows are the microblading semi-permanent eyebrows, which are top of the line, best on the market as far as embroidery or microblading or semi-permanent goes. So the blade is so, so fine, it emulates a hair. So it can actually draw hairs in where you don't have them. And it looks like a hair.
But it's like a pencil.
It's a tattoo, kind of. It's a semi-permanent tattoo. So
that scares people, I think. But how long does it last?
Yeah, but this is the thing. So you don't need to then come in every month. You don't need to come in every 6 weeks. That's 12 to 18 months that would last.
Okay. I have a bit of a problem. The brows are very long. The hair is actually very long on my eyebrows. It's weird. My mum is the same.
Yeah, that can happen. And did it start happening as you got older?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. It'll get worse and
little
worse
hairs
now.
And the chinny chin chin.
I know. I have some myself, I won't lie. They sneak up on you as well.
I'm telling you. Before you know it. So what, can you cut them?
Yes. So you have to cut them in the right direction. So basically you're going to need two objects. The first is a mascara spoolie. Nothing on it, a plain one. You can get the empty disposable ones in Boots, that kind of thing. You can get them online, on Amazon. This is not a promotional show for Amazon, I promise.
You spend €300 on storage then, before you know it.
They'll start suggesting things. Oh God, it's awful. It's a slippery slope. But yeah, so a spoolie and then a really nice sharp scissors, a small scissors. I think the mistakes people make are they don't comb them up and trim them really nicely with a small scissors. They go and they get like a scissors from their desk, and they don't use anything kind of to comb it through, and then they just end up looking crazy or they're too short. So the thing to remember with trimming is you've got to kind of brush everything upwards at the beginning and follow the direction of the eyebrow towards the end. So you're going up at the beginning, kind of down in the middle and outwards at the end, and just trimming around to the shape of the actual brow.
Okay.
Again, I'll send you a video and you can pop that up.
Again, do you know what? I might leave it to yourself, Aisling, the professional, because I can just imagine
yes.
The damage I could do with the scissors.
Absolutely. And do you know what? So many people do. And some people love to just come every 2 or 3 months for just a little bit of a spruce, and it makes all the difference.
Okay. How can we get in touch with you, Aisling?
I am at empowerbyaisling.com.
That's brilliant. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
Thank you.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.